we're here for a good time.
Well, welcome to Thursday's local radio hour. Where in the heck did January go? Here we are at the end of January, and I should say, where in the heck did winter go? We still haven't seen the winter, but I hear it's coming, like tomorrow, Friday. So, and see, that's the storm front right there being played by Pat Murphy today. Well, we've been pretty lucky, though, Pat. We really have been, my goodness.
Very, beyond.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think that's a, we're probably due for this a little bit. I know Schweitzer's had a great year.
Yes.
But thank you for joining me. I'm your host, David Keyes, and off to my left is Pat Murphy, and Tag is tagging along and spreading tags all over the building, it looks like, right now. But that's okay. You have found us today live at 97.1 FM or streaming online at NorthIdahoRadio.com whenever you want. And again, I know Pat and Tag are doing that, so probably later today it's up and running. And I've been told this show runs once or twice later on, too. I think Friday.
Saturdays from 5 to 6, you'll hear the rebroadcast of this show.
So anything I say about Thursday today is out of date by then, isn't it? So
well, you know.
Yeah. And by then, we might be snowed in. Who knows? Wouldn't that be interesting that now we're talking about it? And then Saturday, when you hear this again, you are either shoveling out or you're stuck at home listening to, hey, listen to the show one more time.
You know, they're going to hear it, and they're going to hear my, and they're going to say, oh, now I know what he meant.
No, what's going to happen is people are going to hear that, and they think their car tire is going flat or something, when they'll be panicked.
What, my 2005 Caravan? What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
that's what mine, that's right. Well, you know, and speaking of, Winter Carnival's on the horizon. It's coming right up for sure. And one of the more fun things was the Parade of Lights. And it kind of went away for a little while. It's kind of a hard one to put together because, one, you're talking about floats, you're talking about dark, you're talking about putting lights on vehicles, and then kind of a four-block area or so downtown. But Mickey and company at the Chamber have put together a pretty cool opportunity for folks. And I just talked to her a few minutes ago, and they have more than twice the number they average for parade entries already, and there's room for more right now. So why not? Why not come downtown on the 14th and watch the parade, or maybe even better, be in the parade and enjoy that. It's kind of funny. Small parades are, I'm kind of good at small parades. I won't be there for that. I'll be out of town. But I'm kind of good at small parades. In Forsyth, Montana, my hometown, we'd always have the homecoming parade. And there's probably, I don't know, there were 45 kids in my class. So it's pretty small.
Forsyth.
High school.
What part of Montana is Forsyth? I've not heard of Forsyth.
Have you not? There's a Dairy Queen there and everything. It's a big thing.
You're kidding.
100 miles east of Billings on Interstate 94. If you're heading to North Dakota, most of North Dakota, or heading down to Sturgis, that you always
it's
go
like
through.
Yellowstone?
Yeah. It's on the Yellowstone River. You're right, Pat. You're right. So this parade was always funny. And so I was luckily the class president and the student body president my senior year. And so I thought, you know what we're going to do? We're going to invite the whole town to be part of this parade. And as a twist, we're going to have the parade route go by everybody on Main Street, all three blocks of Main Street, and then, get this, turn around and come back. So now you have the parade is twice as long. Parents get twice as many chances to take pictures of all of us in the parade. And you know what? I checked with my mom, and they're still doing the out and back to this day. So there
well,
you
if
go.
Your kid is on the far left and there's a line of five and they're coming back, now they're in their front instead of, you know, all the way on the other side.
I thought it was a great idea.
It's a brilliant
idea.
Don't
you think so? And it carries to this day. And it's only been a few years that I graduated from high school in Forsyth.
One or three.
So, but we didn't have a winter carnival there. We kind of just buckled down at 40 below and, you know, 20 mile an hour winds for the winters over there. But Sandpoint's better than that. We have been doing this winter carnival now for years. I think it stopped for a few, but now it's back in a big way. But the old times, and this is I'm talking 90s, they would have like snow sculpture stuff downtown, and they would just really kind of, you know, make it happen. A couple years they'd bring snow down from Schweitzer to, you know, to make it happen, but we'd have a, you know, something out in front of our businesses, and we had some pretty creative people who could make pretty cool sculptures. That's kind of gone away with, I think, probably a thing called global warming, more than likely. So that one's not happening downtown too much. Having said that, again, if you're hearing this on Saturday, you might say, wait a second, we've got enough snow for whatever. We could do all that kind of stuff. But I think for the most of the moving forward, they're not going to be doing that for a while. We used to have an adult spelling bee too, Pat. That was always kind of fun. We had, the paper put it on. I was the MC for that, and that was a lot of fun. We had, Kyoki used to have just the greatest spelling team, and it was a costume contest too. And I don't know if you remember Deborah Heise. She was a great judge we had here.
I do, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, just a great sport, too. Just really, really, really nice. And so her costume was dressing up like Wonder Woman. And so it was kind of funny. So she's in the spelling bee. I think she was with the Panhandle Alliance for Education team, I think. Anyway, so she's dressed up like this. And so this young deputy, probably all of 22 years old or so, had to have her sign a warrant. So he walks in looking for the judge, and he stops in mid-breath and kind of gives her the up and down. And he could never quite get that vision of the judge as Wonder Woman out of his mind. So it was good sport. People really dressed up. They had a lot of fun. Jim Zuberbühler would come dressed up. And
remember Jim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they had a good time. So if you're looking for something to do, and the canine keg pull too. I mean, that's just cool. You see these little dogs, these little chihuahuas pulling these kegs, and it's just fun to watch. So that's on the last weekend of the.
You know what Sandpoint was to me when I moved here in the mid-90s?
What's that?
Beaner Johnson in shorts in the middle of February at anything.
Yep.
Didn't matter if it was minus 20 out. Beaner Johnson in his shorts.
Loved him.
That was Sandpoint.
Yeah, and he was married to a co-worker of mine, so we did a lot of stuff with old Beaner Johnson. That was a
good man.
Quite the character for sure.
Yes.
So I think what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take our first break, and then when we return, I think we'll be talking about Downtown Sandpoint Business Association, and so we'll catch you in a minute. Thank you.
What's better than a good breakfast? A good breakfast on sale, of course.
Wake up to savings for Super One Foods 12-hour cereal and breakfast sale. Assorted General Mills, Post, Malt-O-Meal, or Mom cereals, $1.98 each. Eggo waffles, just $1.98 per box. And Food Club's 64-ounce orange juice, just $2.48 each.
Super One Foods 12-hour breakfast sale, this Thursday only. Bring on the morning.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the Old Powerhouse Building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Idaho farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIdaho.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Idaho farmers.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
News Talk 97.1.
And we're back with Thursday's local radio hour. And holy smokes, it's we're talking winter. And of course, now we're talking winter carnival. And now all of a sudden, I'm looking at two winter carnival type people. And right? Since we're on the radio, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about the winter carnival and what's going on?
I'm Leilani Williams, and I'm the director of the Downtown Shopping District Association. And I have a special guest today, Joshua from Vive Broadband. They're our newest members. We're really excited to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. 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 In fact, he's wearing a nice Vive sweatshirt, looking good here too. So
right, yeah.
Hard outfit. There's a hard outfit.
You want to be a little closer there, buddy.
Yep. Little professional right there.
I know, it's great for radio. It turns out really well. He looks good.
See him.
Right,
I look great.
So Leilani, what's going on? What's going on downtown?
Well, you know what? Usually we try to do something fun for Valentine's Day. And this year we were, as a group, thinking we really need to support our community and the chamber. And so the Downtown Shopping District Association joined the chamber. I know we had been a member before, but we decided again. And we're really looking at supporting all the events that they do, you know, because we're trying to just help our community, our locals, come down and enjoy.
Right.
You know?
And that's a case of winning, everybody wins, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, it happens to fall over a Valentine's Day as well, which is really, really kind of cool. You can't plan that all the time.
Right. But, and there's always, you know, Valentine's Day in Sandpoint's, well, I don't know if it's always been this way, but Coachella has a lot of their people come in and take over some of the restaurants during Valentine's Day. So it's not quite as, you know, you don't want to take your girlfriend out or your wife out on Valentine's Day, but now we have a parade. We have a bunch of different places that aren't going to be tied up. And Vive has come in as a sponsor, and we're going to do some hot chocolate stuff. And we're going to work with Kylie and see if there's some other things we can do. But he's got – what was the other thing you said you were going to do I thought was so cool?
The video,
yeah.
Just being able to do a video of like a stream of movie or sorts, like Frozen or something, while people walk by and they get their hot cocoa and potentially marshmallows if we can make the barbecue idea work.
Yeah, I think that would be so much fun. I mean, just coming down and enjoying. I know my husband and I, we love the keg pull you were just talking about a few minutes ago. Just coming down and sitting outside and watching. And watching the dogs pull all those little kegs and the little ones do the little cans. So fun. We sat outside and froze in the rain, but you know what? Then we found a watering hole, one of our favorites, Justin Dix. We found one of his restaurants and went in and...
To the rescue.
Yes. Warmed up.
Just in time.
Yeah. Had a great meal.
So tell me more about the hot cocoa thing. Where would that be located?
We're working on the after party right now, so okay. That's going to be kind of like there's going to be the parade, and then there's going to be like the block party afterwards, and so we're going to kind of be right next to Pondere Winery, I believe, is where it's going to be, right on that corner there.
Perfect.
And we're going to basically carry our barbecue across the street and set it up somewhere around that area.
Okay.
Try to figure out where they want us. And
they'll find you.
They'll find us.
We'll be right in that area.
We'll have all the fixings.
well, that's really cool. That's really cool that Vive is stepping up and really jumping into the mix here, because, you know, we all need help. I mean, we're in it together as well. So,
absolutely.
You know, I was talking to Mickey. I mentioned it earlier in the show that they have twice as many entries this now for the parade than they have any other time.
That's so
and
wonderful.
There's still room for more. So I think the more you can talk it up, the more we can get the word out that way, because then it's more fun too.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Good. Well, and you know, I was just, I just had a call from Carolyn from Lost in the 50s, and she said, okay, I need my downtown girls. So it's, you know, one right after the other. So March, we have the shopping district is going to be doing St. Patrick's Day leprechaun shenanigans. And we're going to have some really cool things out, and I'll come back and talk to you about that another time. But I really wanted to just invite Joshua here to introduce him as one of our new members, and also just to, you know, kind of give an idea of what we're doing downtown with the chamber and the Winter Carnival. And we're just so excited.
And it's all about new partnerships, you know, and moving forward that way too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that the Winter Carnival we'll see 2 years from now won't be like it's been in the past. But you know what's great is having the chamber really jumping in like Mickey's doing and company and bringing everybody along.
Too. Yeah.
And that's how we all benefit from that too.
Absolutely. So I wanted to give Joshua an opportunity to just talk about what Vive is doing in the community right now.
I guess so. We support small, medium, and enterprise businesses throughout the community. We can do fiber internet and technology solutions. And I can get you a free evaluation if you just have any questions. But what we're doing, I guess, within the community, we're actually going to be partnering up, it sounds like, on the festival too, providing the internet for that
as well.
So we're going to do a walkthrough and kind of get an idea of what that looks like. And yeah, we're excited to kind of engage. We used to be Northland Cable, but now we've changed the vibe, and I think a lot of people didn't put that connection together. So that's really my job here locally to connect that old organization with the new.
It's a lot shorter now too.
It's a lot shorter. We're literally the place that you drive by and it says Vibe, and you guys always wonder what exactly do those guys do.
I was trying to figure out how to pronounce it. I thought there might be a vowel missing or something in the middle of all that, but it looks good. I know you showed up at Rotary too, and so you guys were checking that out, which is awesome too.
Chamber as well, and so we're just I'm getting out there. I'm really good with the organization, like just getting out in the community, and this is my community as well. I've been here for quite some time. I'm a Schweitzer guy, so it's nice to give back to what gives me happiness.
And we have another connection too on a certain pitch for soccer too. He's a soccer referee as well and a soccer dad.
Nice, that's so cool.
Handle the heat.
So we both can get yelled at and it works out well. We both smile while that's going on too. So Leilani, what else is going on? I mean, it's downtown is always iconic anyway, and right. Now you look at it with maybe some snow coming, you get the whole
could we get some snow? We're waiting to do some drone footage when it snows so we have those beautiful pictures. Well, the bridge is actually getting ready to do their 1 year anniversary February 22nd. I believe they're going to do hot cocoa and, you know, just have some great face painting, all the wonderful things that the bridge does,
right,
you know, for the community. And so they're pretty excited about that. And they're full. We had a Gung Hee Fat Chow last night at Sunshine on Cedar, and they just put out amazing dinner. Oh my gosh, it brought me home a little bit back to Hawaii and probably a lot back to Hawaii. I was really enjoying it. But there's so many beautiful things going on in town, and just watching, you know, January is a hard month for anybody in Sandpoint. Especially when we won't have any snow, right?
Right.
So we're going to start doing the dance, the snow dance.
That's funny. I've got a buddy who decided this year to spend a lot of money on a snow removal business.
Gosh.
He's not doing all that well, although he's doing some up high stuff right now, but he would rather be pushing snow down. Everybody else. But, you know, you look back and people say, you know, you close your eyes and think about your main street of your town. And there was a study in the 90s, early 90s here, that people really didn't have that connection. Although I would tell you, and I hopefully you'd agree, that, you know, you talk about First Avenue and Cedar, that whole area. To me, that's the Ross Hall, Ansel Adams, you know, old town.
Yeah.
That's what when I think of Main Street, that's what I think of. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, even I agree with you on that too, but I'm watching our town grow. Mm-hmm. Into like second and third and fourth and mm-hmm. fifth.
The greenery district. Watching that.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Incredible. Yeah. And we're getting a lot more participating businesses. I mean, we now have three businesses on Fifth Avenue. So we're moving towards, you know, opening up our businesses. Really, the shopping district is really a business association, and it's just to help bring us all together, like you said, and make it a community. Right. Not so much about each and every event. Yeah, those events bring people downtown. Mm-hmm. But our association is about community and bringing each other together and figuring out how we can help each other, like Vive is doing for, you know, the Winter Carnival and being a part of our group.
Right. And I think being proactive like that, you attract businesses like Vive and they can see what's going on that way.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
You know, you think of a few years ago where Evans Brothers popped up over there and you kept thinking, oh my gosh, that's so far away.
So far away.
And so now you have Matchwood right there and everything else going on right next to it there. And that is the next step. It really, truly is.
It really is. And I sometimes tend to think, well, I just work part-time for these guys, but it winds up being full-time a lot of times.
Right.
And the more and more I get closer to Fifth Avenue, the more I'm like, okay, I've had people call me and say, well, my business doesn't really do anything with the events, you know, because I have a medical business, Cornerstone Medical.
Sure.
And I said, well, it's not always about the event. Sometimes it's just about just being a part of that community.
Absolutely. And you think about it, if you're attracting employees.
Yes.
What's your town feel like? Well, you know what? Here's what we do. And I think any given weekend, there's something going on here. And the more you can have these points that are just outstanding earth-shattering great events, that the better off we all are, too.
Absolutely.
So Leilani, great seeing you. Josh, great seeing you again twice in 2 days. Holy smoke.
Seriously.
It's all well. Vibe is getting out there. That's good. I mean, there's definitely an opening in the market for that. And again, you're the right guy in the right place at the right time. So,
absolutely.
So thanks for your time. I appreciate it, guys. So thanks for stopping
absolutely.
By.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave.
So after the break, we'll be talking about Rusty Trunk and all, probably, I'm going to guess, Valentine's Day gift ideas that you can't find anywhere else. So we'll catch you after the break.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
This new year, I want to spend more time with my family, get healthier, and make sure my finances are in order. That includes finally securing life insurance. My friend recommended SelectQuote. They've helped more than 2 million people find coverage in the last 40 years. In 15 minutes, a licensed insurance agent found me a $500,000 policy for only $16 a month. And my husband got a $500,000 policy for only $18 a month. Plus, we qualified for same-day life insurance. No medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With SelectQuote, even if you have a health concern, be it high blood pressure, diabetes, even heart disease, their experienced agents can find you the right life insurance policy at the lowest price. Make life insurance the first resolution you check off your list this year.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-262-1212 to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-262-1212. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-262-1212. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
We're here for a good time, not a long time. So have a good time, the sun can shine every day.
Well, welcome back to Thursday's live radio show. It's hard to, we're talking winter, Julie, just so you know, it's been kind of a theme today. So by the time this rebroadcast on Saturday, we're betting we're going to have snow on the low-lying area here too.
I hope so.
Just in time to start thinking about, oh, I don't know, Rusty Trunk and maybe Valentine's Day?
Yes,
maybe.
We have a lot of stuff going on at the Rusty Trunk.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Well, I want to tell you about Bonner's Ferry today.
Oh,
you know, Bonner's Ferry store is really starting to take off. And it's kind of exciting. We joined the chamber up there, and we're coming up on our one-year anniversary.
Right.
And I can't believe it's already been a year. It's crazy.
So you know Jennifer and the gang up there, Wendy and the gang and those?
I don't know them personally.
They're awesome. That's a great little chamber. It truly is. Yeah.
Okay, good, because I'm going to be going to their luncheon, the next luncheon.
Very good. Well, you're looking at a former past president of that chamber.
Oh, wow.
They survived me, so I guess we're all doing well. But
they're good.
It's all good.
I know you from a long time ago, too, and I think work can survive you.
I know. So you're on the South Hill, kind of tucked away a little bit there, Wave. But
we're in
the old Carter Country Building.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just a couple lots down from the new Carter Country Building. So, but we have a good space. We have a couple people that come in every once in a while, like, where's the feed?
You know? And some oats, rolled oats.
And they're looking around going, where's the feed? And I'm like, okay, that's gone.
So that was a decision to make your business bigger.
Yes.
But it also has a different vibe to it too, right? It's not the same store. So
it's not the same store.
Tell me more about
Ponderay is more like little nooks and crannies and little, because it was an old vet, little spaces. This one allows us to create the spaces and we can put bigger furniture in. We sell a lot of furniture through there. So if you're looking for furniture, come up and check the Rusty Drunk and Bonner's Ferry.
Right.
We have something exciting you don't even know about yet, but I am having a guy put a train around the top of our walls on the top of the booth.
Oh.
And it's a G-scale train that will go around constantly. And it is so cool. My husband's a big train person.
Oh, good.
We have some G-scale stuff. We have HO, we have everything.
Well, so help me out with this. So how big is this train?
The train is garden scale. So I don't know, 8 inches tall, I guess.
So you have to install the track.
We have to install the track. Right. He's going to be installing the track. It's going to go around the top. And it'll be just fun. Bring the kids. They'll want to go to the train store.
They will.
Yeah.
And this is really a railroad area, too.
It'll be
another attraction for you.
Exactly.
And not for sale, I'm guessing, once it's up there.
No, the train is not for sale. But this gentleman is actually going to be a vendor. And I think he is going to have some train stuff in there.
Very good.
But we've, we're filling up again. Yeah. We had some space open. Now they're filled up. I have one booth left, but I have a gentleman looking at that one. But so if you're out there and you want a booth, we have one booth left.
But, is it full? I mean, I have not. I've driven by, I swear, a million times, and I always keep trying to pull in, but I'm always running late for something.
I know.
So,
I know,
but
that's
is
how
it
life is.
a good mix?
Oh, yes, and we're kind of, we've learned that if you kind of cram it in there, they come. So we just made it really fun and positive. We have something else going on right now. I want to make sure I get in. We've come up with this idea that for every purchase, you get to sign a little piece of paper with your name, email, and phone number, and you put it in the bucket. And once a month, there'll be a drawing for $25 gift certificate to either of our stores.
So that's better than 25%,
yes,
right?
Because much better.
Most things aren't $100.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know, every time you buy something, you know, you get to go in and put your name in. It's going to be cool.
Very cool.
What else is going on? Oh. Down here, we have been helping the Sandpoint High School with their theater production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Right.
And so we have donated a bunch of items for their the play that's going to be, I think, it's March 14th, 15th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
So a lot of the props are from you?
A lot of the props are going to be from us.
Yeah.
Yes. Super exciting.
I have a Harry Potter wand that my daughter picked up, too, down at the Disney World or whatever it was. Universal Studios years ago.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. We like to do things for the community and stuff like that.
You bet. So they'll see it on stage.
The stuff on stage.
And can they buy it later on? Or are you going to do
something? Sure. It's going to be back at the store. There we have lots of vintage suitcases and rugs and stuff going in. And I know they're needing a lot of stuff.
Well, that's great that you help out. The talent level is so high at our high school,
too.
I've been to a few of their productions over the years, and everyone is just awesome. Yeah. So I love the fact that you're helping them out too.
Well, I was a theater major
before
I became a designer. I switched my parents, your parents go, you'll never make any money in theater.
Going to antiques.
Antiques. You don't make any money in antiques, but it's fun. It's an addiction. It's, it's one of those things.
And lost on radio, unfortunately for you, is you're very flamboyant. You're loud with your hands. You move around when you talk. So radio doesn't quite.
No.
But I think it comes across in your voice, though.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I love the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw Mamma Mia the last time. I have a son with Down syndrome and autism, and he loves Mamma Mia. And so, oh my gosh, he was like enthralled going to see Mamma Mia, and then getting to get his picture taken next to the actors or the actresses.
And you brought him in here one time too. And
yes,
what a
special
young man.
I did. I forgot about that.
Very nice. So, what else is going on in the Rusty Trunk world?
We have some changes. Bonner's Ferry is accepting consignments right now. We're looking for, because we do go through a lot of furniture up there and our vendors just don't have a lot of supplies. So we decided that, and we have the room, that we're looking for lamps and mirrors and dressers and tables and end tables, bigger items. We have a lot of smalls. So we don't need smalls, and those kind of can get lost in the nuance of everything.
Sure.
We sold a vintage gas stove just not too long ago. And that was really cool. I was kind of surprised, but it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So do you warn people off sometimes? They think, hey, we've got this cool bookshelf or whatever else. And you say, well, that might not sell. Or do you kind of let it go because you don't quite know?
Sometimes we prefer you to bring in pictures.
Okay.
So you can say, because if you bring me in something, oh, yeah, I have a 20-foot long, you know, entertainment piece, and you bring it in your truck, and I have no place to put it.
Right.
So it's better, we want you to bring in pictures, and if you don't have a phone with a camera, find a friend with a phone with a camera. I know, I'm going to tell you right now, there are people who do not have these, and that's okay. Right. There's no judgment there. Nope. But try to find somebody who can help you take a picture of it, or take a picture with a regular camera and bring it in.
Sure,
and
space is valuable that way for sure.
Space is valuable.
And you want it to move too. That's the whole idea. You want something new every time somebody walks in there, right?
Exactly. So the consignment is going to be 3 months, and it's just like every other consignment store, Home Sweet Home, down here in Sandpoint. They do a 50-50 split. We do the same thing there on a consignment basis, 3 months. After 30 days, it goes down. Again, in 30 days, it goes down again.
Oh, really?
And in 90 days, you pick it up if it isn't sold.
But in the Pondere shop, you don't do that way because
we don't have room.
Is that why?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We just don't have room.
Yeah.
So this one, I've created these little nooks and crannies that I can put bigger pieces in.
Are you finding people driving from Sandpoint area to Bonner's Ferry to check it out as part of a...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing that. And we send people up, or what we'll do, if you're looking for something and we don't have it in the Pondere store,
right,
or vice versa, the Bonner's store, we'll call up and go, hey, do you have this, this, this? And we'll send you a picture right then and there, where you're at the counter. And then we'll say, oh, yeah, hold it for me. Or no, I'm not interested. Or yes, I'll buy it right now.
28 miles away, I'll be there.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I find is we're getting a lot of Canadians.
Oh.
And so if you're from Canada and you're listening to this, you know, a lot of your neighbors are shopping at the Rusty Trunk.
Right.
And a lot of locals in Bonner's Ferry. We love our Bonner's Ferry people.
Right.
So not that we don't love our Pondere people. I don't want to get anybody mad.
No,
oh, my gosh.
Equal love.
Equal love.
Rusty Trunk.
Equal love. We're loving it. So we have Valentine's things going on. We have a whole week of celebration, 10% off, 14% off, 10% off anything red. Red, and 14% off any one item. And the reason it's 14 is because our first day of opening was February 14th.
Was it on Valentine's Day?
I know.
Opened?
Isn't that cool? That was like not the most brilliant thing I've ever done. But oh well, it's done.
You live and learn.
You live and learn.
And I'm going to guess you have regulars. You have people.
Yeah.
And so the idea is to move the stock around a little bit for sure. And,
We have regulars and they come in because every single day something new comes in these stores multiple times a day.
Yeah.
And then you move it around. I've noticed that people will go, oh, when'd you get this? And you'll go, I've had it here for 3 months. They just didn't see it.
Right. And you are. It's kind of like reading a book. If you're in a different state of mind the next time you read it, I said, did I really read this?
Did I really
read
that?
Yeah. So it's the same type of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So my wife is almost back from Texas. Is there a chance I can like unload a bunch of stuff like right now and get to you?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we'll talk after
we're
this.
We're in this together? Okay. I think that might be.
I don't know you, though. She comes over.
That's right.
Like, never heard of her.
I swear, honey. I don't know what happened to it.
Follow the police report.
Well, continued good luck up there, too, and also in Pondere. And I know that you're making a difference in both communities that way, too.
Yeah.
And joining the chamber up there is great. It's a really dynamic group. The chamber
here. We're
here
on the chamber,
great.
Too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, very, very good. Well, great seeing you again.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. And so if you're looking for Valentine's Day ideas or probably any other kind of thing ideas, probably this is probably the place to go. So, and I'm getting a note here that says if you can't see it as you're driving by at warp speed going into Bonner's Ferry, if you check it on the right-hand side going north, 875 Kootenay Cutoff. No, that's
Pondere.
What are you talking about? That's right.
And then
that's
the right. 621.
Oh, then 6127 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. Ho, ho, ho. So very good.
Thank
Great
you.
Seeing you again.
Nice
and,
to see you too.
I think we got every one of your bullet points.
I know. I talk fast.
In 20 minutes or less. So thanks for stopping by. We will see you next time and let me know how it all goes. And I will find you one of these times at up in Bonner's Ferry especially, but I'm always late. I'm just...
That's okay.
And I look over to the right and I see it always looks good there. So anyway, thanks for stopping by. We're going to take a break right now. And then when we come back, we'll have Lisa Bond from Sassy talking about all sorts of things, seniors, and maybe a little update on Paul Graves and all sorts of stuff from last week's meeting. So you take care. We'll see you after the break.
It's Five's incredible sale featuring our all-new value Wi-Fi packages. For one low price, get speeds up to 5 gig and unlimited data. Equipment included, 2 free Eero Pro 6s, a 3-year price lock, and free installation. Say hello to whole home value Wi-Fi. Don't miss out on fast, reliable internet at an incredible value. Call now or buy online at vibebroadband.com. Hurry, Vibe's incredible sale ends soon. Offer ends January 31st, 2025. Taxes and fees extra. Not available in all areas. Visit vibebroadband.com for all restrictions.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
So what are you learning in Moscow?
Well, we're learning about nuclear energy. You know, neutrons, electrons.
Managing underbrush to limit wildfires.
Muons, positrons.
Healthcare provider recruitment in rural areas. Necessitating community-level investigations.
Meaning veterans get better healthcare.
Alpha particles and isotopes.
Idaho forests stay healthy.
We have limitless energy.
Well, sounds like we're in good hands.
University of Idaho is Idaho.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back for the last segment of live news and radio and sports and all sorts of stuff on 97.1, it says so right here, Lisa. Looking across, I'm trying to figure out again, this is a new look for you. It's kind of like the Johnny Cash look.
Is it? It maybe is. More gangster a little bit?
Oh, you're going gangster look, okay. Anyway, Lisa's here for Sassy, which used to be called the Sandpoint Area Center, but she kind of, you know, Senior Center, she kind of added to that, and it's great seeing you again. Thank you for coming on kind of short notice, too. I appreciate it.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So what is going on at our favorite location?
Well, we have the usual suspects. We've got lunch every day, Monday through Thursday, starting at 11:30. Right. We have exercise, games, and all those sorts of things going on at the Senior Center. But we do have some big news. Are you ready for the big news?
I'm ready for the big news.
All right. Well, those of you who are familiar with Paul Graves and the Geezer Forum, he is actually leaving the area.
He was here last week, by the way.
Okay.
And we talked a little bit off the air on that. Yeah, it was fun. It's great catching up with him.
Yeah.
Former mayor, heart of gold.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
You talk about a man of the world.
Yep.
And we're sure going to miss him. But
solid
there was a spot that was going to open up, and kind of something that he had really built up. And I think you're stepping into that role. Tell me more.
That is correct. So after much discussion and planning and working with the committee, the Sandpoint Area Seniors Board has approved that we merge and we take on the Geezer Forum. And for anyone who doesn't know what the Geezer Forum is about, it's really an informal way of bringing speakers and engaging activities at least once a month for issues of aging community.
Right. And the advantage of that is there's nobody selling something too, right? There's no hook. You know, I guess I'm a geezer in training. I'm not quite sure.
Yes, you are.
I'm starting to get little notices of, hey, come on down to a Hydra or whatever, learn about your lungs or whatever else, and we'll get you in this program for free dinner.
Right.
I don't know.
So that's
what's nice about this, right?
Exactly.
No strings attached.
No. So you just show up, and the last one that we had was actually Dr. Meg Skibinski talking about how to be fall-proof and set up your home and things to think about as you're aging. None of us wants to take a fall and alter our lives. So.
And that happens at any age, really, doesn't it? I mean, but it's smart to start thinking.
I may have
that
taken a few myself already this
Maybe.
Winter.
Maybe, yeah. So very good. So the series continues.
Right.
And there was a column, too. Are you going to do a column, too? Or
yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been working with the Daily Bee about also taking over the Geezer Forum column. Yeah. Who knows if we'll be still calling it the Geezer Forum?
Right.
There's no way to fill the shoes of Paul. And so it's not my intention to repeat or try to replicate what he did.
Sure.
But to bring to the forefront the issues of what's happening in the aging community. There are many of us in this age category, from the younger ones, the ones in training, as you said, all the way to those who are a little further on down the line. But no matter where you are on that spectrum, information and knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. And Paul was a great spokesperson for all that, and you'll be great too. I remember way back in the day when he first started the columns, he really hadn't done the live part first, but it just kind of kept growing.
Yeah.
And you always know when you're hitting kind of a vein, you know, people want to know more about what you're doing. And,
right.
and then you kind of get that vibe of helping people.
Yeah.
Then you do more and more and more. And Paul did that. And he also, with the Spokesman Review column, which he says he's keeping after he moves to Oregon. But so I know, I think there's enough good news and enough information that needs to get out there to go around for sure.
Right.
So.
I think it's important also to remember there's sort of a new age of aging, and we look different. We don't necessarily look like our older aunts and uncles and our grandparents. You know, when I look at pictures of people who years ago when they were my age, I think, I'm pretty sure I don't look like that.
Right, right. What's that old joke about people sitting in a bar or something, looking in, look past the bartender and saying, oh my God, look at those old people across the way, look at that. And,
it's
hey,
a
buddy, that's a mirror.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going through that right now, too.
Right.
It's like,
I'm not going to say that I don't walk by a mirror every once in a while and go, oh, who is that older person?
Right. So is there some event coming up now then to kick it off with the new and improved, and hopefully improving? I mean, things always morph. When is that, Lisa?
We have an opportunity on February 11th at 2:30 in the afternoon. That's a Tuesday. And that is normally the time for the Geezer Forum. But once again, at Marigold Cafe, formerly Tango, we'll be having a big blowout for Paul as a farewell and also transition of power, so to speak.
Right. And so I imagine you've met with him a few times, kind of getting the vibe of what – Well, you know the message. It's just how you deliver that message, for sure. But he has a unique way of doing that. Are you getting comfortable with that?
Well, and again, it's not my goal to replicate what Paul did and really just create and give a different flavor, whatever that flavor is. We may begin, in fact, we'll start on February 13th. We'll be recording some podcasts and interviewing elders in the community, interesting elders, so that we can continue to spotlight this community and the wonderful people who exist kind of in the shadows sometimes.
Well, they do. It's funny. I was at the senior center a few years ago, and we had lunch there, and it was a Rotary type thing going on. And I recognized two people, and you know, it's funny. You deal with them on different levels, especially what I do. Mm-hmm. And so I went over and talked to one of them, and it was a guy who used to be a commissioner here, and you could just tell that all of a sudden he opened up again. It's like, oh my gosh, you were part of my past. And it was just a lot of fun. And I imagine you have an open invitation to people who would like to experience that and go see some people and maybe have a great meal on top of it.
Absolutely. The meals are absolutely wonderful. Shout out to Brenda, our chef.
Absolutely.
I hope she's listening right now. And the meals are fresh. They're well done. The ingredients are high quality. Lunches are at 11:30, and everyone is welcome.
Right.
It is by donation only, $7 recommended donation. But if you aren't a senior, you're under 60 years old. It is $10. But hey, if you come in and you ask for me.
Are you IDing people?
Only you.
Oh, yeah. Well, for good reason, for sure. For sure. Not getting into politics or anything, but I'm sure there's some questions about some funding going on. So you're just holding your breath to see kind of how it all filters through?
Yeah. For many of us in nonprofits, it is just a bit of a wait and see.
Okay.
We don't have any reason to push the panic button yet.
Okay.
And we'll keep the community apprised of any changes. Only about a quarter of what we get in funding from the federal government covers what it really takes to run our nutrition program.
Where does the money come from after that?
It's all fundraising.
Really?
By donation. Yeah.
And what's your biggest fundraiser? How do you raise money?
Well, you know, this year we did the Fill the Gap program. And that was really just a call to the community to say, look, this is what we're doing. And if we don't raise this money before the end of the year, we'll be in the negative. And
right.
You know, we have small fundraisers throughout the year. You can always watch for them. But at any point in time, you can just go to our webpage at sandpointareaseniors.org, and there's always a button there that you can go and donate.
Sure. I imagine maybe there's family members who know what you're doing for mom and dad or whatever, and maybe they kick in some money that way. Is that...
You know, the community has been so unbelievably generous, and it really is. It's a heart place because people do think about their parents and their grandparents in this particular scenario. So we often get memorials and estate gifts and all sorts of donor planning around making
right.
sure that the senior center can keep running.
And you also deliver meals, too. I mean, that's a big part of what you do.
We do. We have a home-delivered meal program and serve quite a number of people in the area. And really, the only qualification is that you have a struggle with making your own meals or getting out and getting your own food.
Right.
And be over the age of 60.
There's that caveat there
is
one more
that,
time.
Yes, there is that. But, you know, a lot of people don't know that we also have medical supply loaning. So we lend out medical equipment, walkers, wheelchairs.
You've helped our family before with that. You wouldn't have known that. But
I did not.
Yeah. So, and people don't know that. But, no, we had a wheelchair and some crutches, I think, too,
yeah.
as a matter of fact.
As a steady flow in mm-hmm. and out the door of medical equipment. And it's
sure.
it's just one of the ways that the facility can be very community-centered.
Mm-hmm.
So
you had the Fill the Gap event before. You may have another one coming up depending on what really happens, but there's always a need for money.
Always.
And volunteers, too?
And volunteers. In fact, right now, a shout-out and a call for we do need some drivers for delivering home-delivered meals. So if anyone's interested in a couple hours a week, short little routes, we could certainly use it right now.
How do they find you? How do they reach out?
Well, they can call 208-263-6860. That's our main number. You can stop by.
Stop by, have lunch, and find you and talk about what you can do to
help.
That's
right. Ask for me by name.
You know, it's funny. People try to find ways to plug in and try to help other people. They just don't sometimes. And, you know, we've talked Rotary before. We've talked different groups here in town. And it's all about making that connection. Everybody wants to give something. They just don't know quite how to do that.
Sure.
And I think by stepping up like you do now, I think more people learn about what's going on there. And hopefully you're finding more volunteers that way.
We are.
So here we are looking for volunteers. Your news resolution was to help the community a little bit.
Come on down.
I see Lisa across the way here saying, you know, we could use some help. I think there could be some kind of connection made there for sure. So,
no doubt.
So Lisa, gosh, great seeing you again, too. You guys do such a great job there. You truly do.
Thank you.
Anything coming up for Valentine's Day there? Anything fun going on?
Yeah, on February 13th, we have our Valentine's Day lunch, which is always a big blowout. We'll have salmon, and so we welcome anyone to get on the list.
Salmon?
It fills up quickly. So,
it does.
David, if you're going to come down, get on the list.
You know, if I might get my wife back from Texas, she's headed this way, I hear. So maybe we'll have to do a date night. That'd be kind of fun. It really would.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, again, great seeing you. Again, great-looking hat, great-looking look. And thanks for what you've done for our important facility here,
Thank
too.
You.
And there's an underserved group, and there's people still who need help, too. If you know of somebody who needs help, reach out to Lisa, too. They have ways of reaching out to people who need help. So
yes.
Thanks again. We will see you all next week on the radio. Lisa, you take care.
Appreciate it, David.